Gone fishing. Members recently visited Essex for a blissful weekend of fishing, writes working age member and Blind Veterans UK employee Kevin Alderton. Last month, five members and their guides teamed up with expert instructors from the iCarp project for the weekend of fishing in three stunning lakes in Essex. The project is an inspirational carp fishing programme for veterans based in the beautiful North East Essex countryside. It aims to support veterans of all ages by improving their mental health and well-being. In recent years, fishing has actually been prescribed by a number of medical practitioners. This approach seems to be becoming more commonplace as an alternative to short and long-term medication. This project uses carp fishing as a positive activity to combat the effects of depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. It's led by award-winning chartered psychologist Dr. Mark Wheeler, who has conducted numerous studies into fishing and its effects on mental health. Although iCarp is a relatively new concept, it certainly caught the imagination of the veterans community, particularly as some huge names from the carp fishing industry are involved. Brands like Corda, Daiwa, Sonic, Nash and Crafty Catcher Baits are just some of those actively supporting the project. In addition to this, iCarp actively recruits volunteers from the armed forces and the emergency services to support clients. And I must say, they were nothing less than incredible in supporting our members throughout the weekend. After we arrived on Friday afternoon, our members and their guides met their instructors. Members were orientated to their bivvy, their tent, equipment and water to be fished. Each member was then taken through a thorough description of equipment, tactics, baiting and other useful information that would get them on the scorecard. We also learned about differing rig patterns depending on where the fish were and how they were feeding. The level of instruction was bespoke to each member, and instructors were always on hand to help land and photograph their catches. Not mine, though, as I failed to catch anything at all, though in my defence, I did miss two screaming takes. The weekend was attended by members Richard Cruse, Steve Tuffin, Charlie Parkinson, Lee Whitfield and Steve Gill. There were some amazing catches, with Richard Cruse hitting double figures and Steve Tuffin landing a cracking 17-pound plus a mirror carp from the specimen lake. As well as the fishing, there was great food, great company and plenty of much-loved banter. A special thank you must go to Richard's partner Julie, who not only brought us tea and coffee, but also did a fantastic job at helping with the cooking and clearing up after each meal. Thanks, Julie, you're a star. All in all, it was an amazing experience and we're planning our next visit later in the year. But it doesn't stop there. We're also planning a possible trip to France next year where the carp can grow to £90 plus. Watch this space for more details.